Okay, let's see here. Rick, hi Rick, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, hi. I have a question about vitamin E tocotrienols
Yes,
supplementation.
sir.
I had started taking the AC Grace 125 milligrams twice a day because I have coronary artery disease and was hoping to reduce the plaque.
Good thought.
Well, but now I'm concerned about vitamin E toxicity. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, and recent blood work indicates that my inflammatory markers are elevated. PLA2 and liver enzymes were elevated. And I'm wondering if there's any correlation with they are up the last prior my last reading prior to starting taking the vitamin E, they've increased since I started taking that vitamin E tocotrienols. So I'm curious, I'm wondering about the toxicity, if that's a possibility.
Right. Well, insofar as toxicity and dying from them, no. But insofar as could this possibly be incompatible with me, yes. We find that not only can people be, what shall I say? We call it an incompatibility because it's not true allergies, there's no antibodies, but people's metabolism can be upset, let's put it that way, or they cannot feel well by taking things that other people can take with no problems. Such as vitamin A. Doesn't happen much with vitamin C, but it happens with a number of the supplemental items. Okay, so what do we do? We check to see if that person is indeed hypersensitive, and then if it's something that's very important to the metabolism, such as vitamin A, but they're hypersensitive to the doggone stuff or incompatible with it, then we desensitize it. That's all. Desensitization is commonly done even in conventional medicine. They'll desensitize you to ragweed and hay fever and all that kind of good stuff. And what they do is they use teeny tiny doses. And guess what? The American Academy of Allergy and Immunology, which was only called the American Academy of Allergy when it started, was started by two homeopathic doctors and one regular medical doctor. So basically, desensitization is nothing more than personalized homeopathy, sir.
Yeah, can you help me understand? Because I did some additional research and it saw several warnings for people with CAD. They should not take vitamin E.
Well, I'd have to disagree with that until somebody showed me the research, sir. I really would have to disagree because I know so many people who've had coronary artery disease and people who've had clogs in their carotids or clogs at the branch points of the in the heart, and they've taken the tocotrienols. And the other thing they've taken, you may recall, is the, based on the research from Japan, is the vitamin K complex. And what do you know? They have less clog after time, and people have actually gone back and gotten scanned again, and look at that, there's less clog. So I'm going to have to disagree with that until they show me the research that proves it.
Okay. Is there something I could do to counteract with this apparently to get the vitamin E out of the system or eliminate the I don't know. I'm going to get a vitamin E check next week.
Good.
To see what that is. I imagine it's going to be elevated. Anything I can do in the meantime to counteract those effects?
Well, if they are effects from vitamin E or anything else that's bothering your body, we just copy nature. What's that mean? When any experimental animal that makes its own vitamin C in its liver, which is everything but people, monkeys, guinea pigs, you know the story, whenever they're hit with anything that's toxic, whether it's a virus or a carcinogen or whoever it is, their liver's going to overdrive, making more vitamin C until the thing is detoxified. And as of yet, I have not ever heard of a vitamin C overdose doing anything other than people giving people gas and diarrhea if they take more than 8 to 10 grams a day. So yes, I would raise my vitamin C levels because right now, with those elevations, the first three enzymes in my liver and your liver are trying to make more vitamin C, but they can't because the DNA, the fragment of DNA that codes for the fourth enzyme that makes vitamin C is missing from humans and guinea pigs and apes and so forth. So we just copy what all the animals do when they get sick or toxic and raise our vitamin C.
All right. Well, thank you. And just two quick questions I'll conclude with then. My doctor's ordered a CT coronary angiogram. And I, of course, there's radiation and there's kidney concerns. I've heard two things. You mentioned earlier about taking melatonin to help shield against the radiation.
It partially shields, but partial is better than nothing, sir. Sure. You're absolutely right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And that was what, maybe 6 milligrams, 9 milligrams?
Well, if I were going to get radiation next day, I certainly would do 6. I might even do 10, because if I'm too drowsy the next morning, that drowsiness can be ameliorated with the active form of vitamin B6, B5T.
I never have any. Melatonin doesn't do anything for sleep for me. But and then the last question, have you ever heard, for kidney protection, have you ever heard of taking a prescription strength N-acetylcysteine?
Yes, I have, sir, and it is one of the things that would be on the list.
To take part of the exam.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And I think we better go to a break here if we haven't had one where we were supposed to.